Welcome everyone. I declare the meeting open at 6 o'clock. We acknowledge and pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. We'll take the rest of the opening address as read. We have all those in attendance on the agenda, with apologies from Councillor Michael Wright and Manager of Community Services Nicola Jones. We have no approved leave of absence. Do we have any requests of leave of absence? No. Deputations, petitions and presentations, we have nil. Public question time. Welcome to the public. We do have a number of questions here. The first one is from Dan Sayer, who is the chair of the CRC committee. That's up on the screen, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. Item 10.5.5, given that the proposed shortfall in rates from FPC properties is approximately 40,000 and the Shire, from figures published in the agenda for this meeting, seeks to recoup 100% of this shortfall from the external community groups under MOU, what steps have the Shire taken to cut back expenses in internal Shire resources and expenses? The Shire response is, while the report refers to an initial approximate shortfall of $40,000, it should be noted that this figure has already increased following an additional land purchase by the Forest Products Commission. When this additional land purchase is considered together with the proposed annual rate increase for the 26-27 financial year, the estimated shortfall is approximately $70,000. Accordingly, the proposed reduction of $40,000 from the external community group MOUs does not represent 100% of the estimated current shortfall. Rather, it represents approximately 57% of the revised estimated shortfall. The remaining shortfall proposed to be recovered through the pausing of the community grants program. Any further increase arising from additional Forest Products Commission land purchases will need to be considered by the Shire and addressed through the required budget review process with council approval. The Shire has, over recent months, been actively reviewing opportunities to identify and implement internal savings. As part of this process, a comprehensive workforce review was undertaken, resulting in a number of positions being made redundant to reduce the overall cost to the Shire and improve operational efficiencies. The Shire is also reviewing other areas where further savings may be achieved, with options to be presented to Council for consideration at future meetings. In addition, the Shire has been progressing its long-term financial plan to support ongoing financial sustainability and ensure that future budget decisions are made in a structured and financially responsible manner. Further work is also being undertaken to rationalise the Shire's asset base with the aim of reducing ongoing maintenance, renewal and operational costs where appropriate. This demonstrates that the Shire is not seeking to address the financial impact solely through the reductions to external community group MOUs, but it is also actively reviewing internal operations, staffing structures, service levels and asset holdings to identify broader and more sustainable savings. We have a question from Jodie Neal, the CRC manager. Can you please provide details on how this proposal demonstrates the state and local government's legislative requirements and shared commitment to deliver a responsive and sustainable public library service in accordance with the Public Library Services Agreement dated October 25? The proposal does not seek to discontinue the Shire's public library service or withdraw from the shared state and local government commitment under the Public Library Service Agreement, October 2025. Rather, it forms part of an internal financial management response to the loss of rate revenue from Forest Products Commission properties. The report recognises the importance of services that support community access to information and assistance, while also acknowledging the Shire's legislative responsibility to manage its finances responsibly and sustainably. The proposed proportional reduction to the relevant MOU is therefore intended to balance continued community service delivery with the Shire's need to respond prudently to an uncertain and reduced revenue position.
Through the Chair, would you like me to read the next one? The second question we had from Jodie was, other than St John Ambulance, can you please advise on the duration and termination clauses of each of the MOU, each of the other MOU have been adhered to in preparing this proposal? All MOUs, with the exception of those of the Community Resource Centre and St John Ambulance, require a three-month notice period for termination. Depending on Council's decision on this item, the relevant termination provisions will be complied with accordingly. With regard to the Community Resource Centre, legal advice has been sought and provided to Council for consideration when dealing with the item. We also received a question from Tanya Timms, I believe is the manager of the Tourism Association. Question was, given that the finances are tight, why is the Shire proposing to give away land at 60 Forest Street for free to a developer instead of selling the land as is for a reduced price of $40,000 to cover the rates shortfall? The costs associated with making the land ready for development or subdivision should be borne by the developer. The response is, the property has previously been marketed, however, a prospective developer withdrew their offer due to the significant cost associated with preparing the land for development. The recommendation, which is yet to be considered by Council, proposes that Lot 1, 60 Forest Street, be made available to a developer at no cost to the ratepayers. The approach is intended to facilitate the development of the land for much-needed housing within the Shire. By enabling the development of vacant land, the Shire would reduce its ongoing maintenance obligation, including minor grounds maintenance costs, and create an opportunity for the property to become rateable. This would allow the Shire to generate ongoing revenue, rate revenue from the land, rather than continuing to hold the property as an underutilised asset and ongoing liability. Question two, in the sustainability and risk consideration of agenda item 10.5.5, the report recognises some short-term and social impact from the cut in MOU funding on individual organisations, particularly tourism, events, heritage and local services, and also mentions that positive contributions to the community life these organisations have. Yet it concludes that the policy implications are null. How is this assessed and by whom, and what is their qualification to make such an assessment? How does effectively shutting down the visitor centre and all the supplies associated with it qualify as a lower priority or justified over the purchase of land at 86 Abel Street or pay rises for councillors? Our response to that question, the Shire recognises that the recommendation may have an impact. However, the policy implication is considered null as the Shire does not have a current policy that directly addresses tourism. The purchase of Lot 86 Abel Street represents a long-term strategic financial decision that may support improved utilisation of the property in future. It should be noted, however, that any proposed development or change of use of the property would need to be discussed with the current occupants and would require further consideration and approval by Council. In relation to the recommendation regarding increases to councillors' fees and allowances, the Shire refers the relevant Council report item for detailed information and justification.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I do also have two questions from Shirley Broadhurst, the President of the Tourism Association. Approximately how much does the Council normally dedicate to the Community Grants Program? The Council annually allocates $26,000 towards community grants. And why hasn't the saving of the suspended grant funds been taken into account? The $26,000 has been taken into account. The report refers to an initial approximate shortfall of $40,000. This figure has increased following an additional land purchase by the Forest Products Commission. When this additional purchase is considered together with the proposed annual rate increase for the 26-27 financial year, the estimated shortfall is approximately $70,000. Of this, $40,000 or 50%, 57% is proposed to be recovered through the MOUs and 42% from the community grants. Did we have any further questions? Declarations of interest. We have a number of declarations of interest. Councillor King, financial interest in item 10.3.1 due to being listed as one of the payees. Councillor O'Connell, the same, 10.3.1 due to be listed as one of the payees. Councillor Ingalls declared a financial interest in 10.6.1 development application due to holding membership shares in the Boyatbrook Co-op. Impartiality interest, Councillor O'Connell declared an impartiality interest in 10.6.1 due to her holding membership shares in the Co-op, along with Councillor King and Councillor Hack.
Sorry, Chair, to interrupt you there. Just to correct, we've got a bit of a typo on 5.1. Councillor Ingalls declared a financial interest due to his wife being a paid member on the board.
Oh, okay. So we also have another couple of impartiality interests.
Through the Chair, yes. We have Councillor O'Connell, impartiality interest for 10.6.1, development application. Councillor O'Connell, impartiality interest on 10.5.5, review of the memorandums of understanding. Councillor Hack, impartiality interest on 10.6.1, development application. Councillor King, impartiality on 10.6.1, development application. And Councillor King, impartiality on item 10.5.5, review of the memorandums.
Okay, thank you. Item 6, previous council meeting minutes. 6.1, ordinary council meeting minutes, the 26th of March 26. The officer recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of March 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Do I have a move for that? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. All those in favour? Carried. 6.2, special council meeting minutes, 15th of April. We have the officer recommendation that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 15th of April 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Mover for that, please. Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Item 7. Presidential communications. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the newly elected councillors, Councillor Helen Hack and Councillor John Matthews. And acknowledgement is also given to John Britz, Alan Lamb and Eric Muncy for standing as candidates in the election. And it was with sadness that we note the passing of former councillor, Councillor Eric Biddle, 2009 to 2014, on the 8th of April. Sincere condolences to the Biddle family. The Anzac Day service, appreciation to the Boyatbrook RSL Club for organising this important commemorative event. Special congratulations to Clancy Westphal, the 2025 recipient of the Ted McLaughlin Memorial Scholarship, who delivered a powerful and deeply moving speech at the Sandakan War Memorial in Malaysia on Anzac Day. I'm not sure if you all saw that. It was absolutely amazing, wasn't it? The same as what he did here as well. And it was an absolute privilege to present Mrs. Sue White with the title of Honorary Freeman of Boyatbrook on the 28th of April. Congratulations to a most deserving recipient of this award. So in relation to the FPC rates issue, the Deputy President and the CEO and I have met with a number of Members of Parliament, and the Shire Boyatbrook tabled an item that was endorsed at the South West Zone meeting on the 24th of April requesting Wowga urgently advocate to the WA Treasurer, Minister of Forestry and Minister for Local Government for repayment of the rates. Item 8, reports by elected members. So I'll just go around the room and see if anyone has anything to report. Councillor Hack, do you have anything to report?
The Dawn service was wonderful and really well done by the Angela and her family in how hard they worked for that breakfast. That's all.
Thank you. Councillor Ingalls. Thank you. Did you have a report about the regional road group?
Not completed. It's still a work in progress.
Okay, because there was a bit of an outcome that...
I attended the South West Regional Road Group meeting in March. End of March, yep. Unfortunately, I've been particularly unwell the last 2 weeks, so I'm a bit behind. So we were canvassing main roads. Main roads removes the requirement for heavy haulage operators, particularly plantation haulage operators, to obtain a permit from the Shire Council before commencing operations. Main roads, in their wisdom, removes that recommendation, and effectively all they need to do now is send an email to say we're starting. We argued that that took away a very important communication channel, allowed the Jason to be able to liaise with them and say, look, we need more time, we need to get the road ready, whatever. There's a particularly bad example this year where the road has broken up and it's costing the Shire a lot of money to fix. Probably could have been averted with a different process. The representative from Main Roads stood up and said that he had complaints that one of the haulage contractors had been held to ransom by a local government for having to contribute or coordinate or liaise with the Shire beforehand. I reminded the representative from Main Roads that just because one incident occurred doesn't mean we should throw the whole process out. It was very well received by the other local governments, a lot of support, and the recommendation was that the Boybrook Shire Council should still lobby Main Roads in the interim to try and achieve a better outcome. And we had to take a report back for the July meeting to inform the South West Regional Roads Group how that lobbying is happening,
okay,
whether it's being effective or not. If it's not, they will then take it to the zone and to the alliance and put more pressure on Main Roads to have a better solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I hope we have a positive outcome because it's just going to end up costing our Shire more money, road repairs.
Mm. We have really good support, and I'm sure that if the Shire can't make any headway with Main Roads, it'll be a fair bit of pressure put on by through the Roads Group.
Thank you, Councillor Moore. Councillor King.
I have nothing to report.
Councillor Matthews.
Last Thursday, I was fortunate enough to host the Don Punch, the Minister for South West, as he signed off on the project in the hotel, but more importantly, allocated funds to the co-op for their project. And he was quite supportive of the Shire. He obviously speaks very highly of the people he's dealt with here. So it was sort of a positive sign-off, and I just thought that would be worth a mention.
Great. Thank you very much. Item 9, councillor questions on notice. We have none. Item 10, reports of officers. 10.1, operational services. 10.1.1, agricultural shed removal. Lot 60, Grover Street, Boyup Brook. We have the officer recommendation, which we will take as read. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor King, seconded. Councillor Ingalls, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor King?
No, nothing to add.
Okay. Councillor Ingalls?
Oh, no, nothing to add.
Okay. Sorry. Is there any speakers against the motion? No? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Community services. 10.2.1, Boyart Brook Swimming Pool Monthly Report for the month of March 2026. The officer recommendation reads the receive the monthly report for the Boyart Brook Swimming Pool for the month of March 2026. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor King, seconded. Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried. Coolycup Agricultural and Soldiers Memorial Hall Incorporated, request for extension to the 2024-25 community grants works. We have the officer recommendation to approve the extension. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Moore, seconded. Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Financial services, 10.3 financial services. Now, Councillor King and myself have declared a financial interest in this item. So, as a result of both of us having to leave the chamber, I'd like to move a motion that Councillor Ingalls be voted in to take up the position of chair for this item. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor King, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Okay. Over to you.
Right, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, just get a feel of it. Just an hour of reading out what to do. Call for a mover, call for a seconder.
Yep.
Consider read and then.
Right, so, do we have a mover for this item? Councillor Moore, do we have a seconder? Councillor Hack, thank you. The recommendation for this has been read, considered as being read. Is anybody? No? Shall we vote on it? All those in favour? Carried.
Thank you,
Councillor. We're going to tell the other boss they can come in. Or Maggie will do it.
And the outcome of that motion was?
Approved.
Approved. Thank you. 10.3.2, list of accounts paid in March 2026. The officer recommendation is to receive the list of accounts paid, the figures as noted. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded. Councillor Moore. All those in favour? Carried. Monthly statement of financial activity for the period ending 31st of March 2026. the officer recommendation to receive that monthly report. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Ten point 3.4, overview of default ratepayers. Have the officer recommendation that council notes the report on the statistics of default ratepayers as of the 10th of April 2026, with a current outstanding rate debt of $640,732.49. This includes all overdue credit, pension rates and deferred rates. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4, corporate services. 10.4.1, Boyertbrook Caravan Park monthly report for March 2026. The officer recommendation to receive the monthly report. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Matthews. All those in favour? Carried. 10.4.2, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, terms of reference. We'll take the officer recommendation as read, as there's quite a bit of reading there. I'm sure everyone has read it. Do I have a mover for the motion, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Moore.
Through the chair, we just need to have a look at number 3A regarding the setting fees for the independent member.
Yes. So does anyone have any recommendations on the amount? Or $400 per meeting? Is there anyone that would like to, Councillor Moore, recommend another amount?
I'd like to suggest that that could be reduced to $300 per meeting.
$300? Okay, and the mover, would the mover accept that, $300? That was Councillor King, yes. And Councillor Moore, you happy to, that $300, yep. Do we have anyone against the calls for against the motion? No. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.5, Chief Executive Officer reports. 10.5.1, elected member sitting fees review 2026-27. We have the officer recommendation there as listed. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
No, I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Councillor King?
No, I have nothing to say on the motion.
Okay. Is there any amendments to the motion? Or a foreshadowed motion? Councillor Moore?
Yeah, I'd like to speak against the motion. I feel that a rate increase, attendance fees for elected members is not warranted in the current climate, and would also like to perhaps look at the ICT allowances as well. So, yes, I'd like to propose Foreshadowed motion.
Foreshadowed motion, okay. We do have a foreshadowed motion prepared, don't we?
Through the chair, we do have a foreshadowed motion, which is to continue the annual attendance fee method in lieu of per meeting attendance fees for all council committee and prescribed meetings, that council not receive any increase in annual sitting fees and allowances, and that the sitting fees and allowances remain as per 25-26. Number three, resolve that the elected members' ICT allowance not be paid for the 2026-27 financial year.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll put the original motion. So those in favour of the original motion? Those against? Lost? 6-0. So the foreshadowed motion becomes the substantive motion.
Sorry, through the chair, just for the reason on the loss, although councillors have not received any increase in fees and allowances, council recognises the current financial position of the Shire.
Thank you. So, would you like to speak to the substantive motion?
I don't feel, and I think supported by the other councillors, that councillors' attendance fee should be increased at the moment. Perhaps it's something we could look towards in the future. And the ICT fees or payments are not warranted at all, in my opinion. So.
So the move for that motion was Councillor Moore?
Sorry, I'll pick that up. Yeah. Seconder. Did you get a seconder on that one? That's the original motion. So we've got a call for a move and a seconder on
that motion. You would like to move the... Yes, and seconder for that motion. Thank you, Councillor Ingalls. Okay, you've spoken to the motion. Councillor Ingalls, would you like to speak to the motion?
Definitely, yeah. I'd just like to back Philip up there or Councillor Moore about the current climate we're in. We've already discussed this a fair bit and we're not really here for the money, but we've got to try and save what we can and hopefully we can give more back to the community. So that's all I've got to say.
Okay, is there any speakers against the motion? Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. By absolute majority. Mm-hmm. 10.5.2, tender evaluation waiting for Rylington Park Farm. The officer recommendation is to endorse the following tender evaluation rating as listed. Do I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Councillor Moore?
I think the evaluation criteria reflects the Shire's desire to have as much local content as possible put back into the Shire. To me, there's no point in leasing it to someone that doesn't even live in our Shire and probably won't contribute financially or socially. So I think the weighting is probably reflecting the desire to have someone that's going to contribute to the community.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Would anyone like to speak for the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.5.3, public health plan. The officer recommendation that council endorse the Shire Boyartbrook public health plan 2025 to 2031.
Through the chair, if I may, we just want to make one correction on that. We were referring to 2025 to 2030. We just want to correct that to 2031.
Thank you. Do I have a mover for the motion? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls? Councillor King? Speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Boyartbrook Medical Services Monthly Activity Report for March 2026. The officer recommendation is that council receives this monthly report. I have a mover for that motion, please. Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.5.5, review of memorandums of understanding and community grants program in response to FPC non-payment of rates.
Through the chair, if I could just indicate that we do have two declarations of interest, one from the chair, Councillor O'Connell, and Councillor King, both in partiality interests.
Thank you. Okay. We'll consider the motion read by the members as presented in the agenda. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Councillor King?
No, I probably have nothing to add at the moment.
Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Councillor Moore.
We've obviously discussed budget issues for quite some time now, over several weeks, several meetings. And I feel that a couple of the memorandums have to run for an extended period anyway, to play out their time. And I would like to see that the memorandum stay in place until their expiry. That would then give everyone a bit of notice that perhaps this is going to change in the future, allow for some forward planning. And I think that the small amount of money, the amount of money we have to find for the museum, the Country Music Club and the Tourism Association, is not a significant amount of money, and I think it's worthwhile investing that in the community.
Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak for the motion? Speakers against? Councillor Moore?
I'd like to move a foreshadow motion.
Thank you.
Through the chair, we've prepared a foreshadowed motion on this item, which reads as follows: request the CEO to include the required funds in the 26-27 budget by reducing projects and maintenance planned for 26-27 to enable the final year of the memorandums of understanding to be honoured at their current value. Endorse as an interim financial management measure the full pause of Shire Community Grant Program until there is a greater certainty regarding the Shire's ongoing revenue position. Request the CEO to write to all current Memorandum of Understanding holders advising that the current model will be reconsidered following the expiry on 30th of June 2027. Request the CEO to investigate the application of Section 19(1) of the Library Board of Western Australia Act 1951 in relation to the Shire's ability to impose a library rate or levy to fund the ongoing costs associated with maintaining the Shire's library service currently hosted at the Boyartbrook Community Resource Centre.
Thank you. So we'll put the original motion. All those in favour of the original motion? Those against? The original motion is lost. So this substantial motion is lost and the foreshadow motion becomes the motion as read. Do I have a mover for this motion? Councillor Moore? Councillor, Secretary Councillor King? Would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, I've got nothing further to add, thank you.
Councillor King?
I think this decision gives a bit of stability to the groups and just a bit of forewarning on what is going to happen. I think with some of the budget cuts that could be made, we'll be able to accommodate the additional funds.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Would anyone like to speak for the motion? Okay, put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Yes. So that is a great outcome, but it does mean that we will have to find the money somewhere, and that is only for next year. We have no surety about going forward after that. The MOUs expire next year, so we're just going to have to revisit everything, because with FPC buying additional properties, we are losing more and more of our rate income. So, but that was a good outcome. Thank you. And thank you for the admin for finding the money somewhere. Although it does mean that some of our projects and items will be cut.
Through the chair, just to remind the councillors that you have actually given us some money out of your ITC allowance, so we thank you for that. Makes it a bit easier.
Yes. 10.5.6, disposal of property, lot 38 Mitchell Avenue, Wout Brook. The officer recommendation as presented, considered read. Do I have a mover for that motion? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
No, I have nothing to add.
Councillor Ingalls?
No, I just would like to say that it looks like a good proposal, and it's good to see that when it does actually go through that we're going to keep looking into the aged care reserve to help out the elderly in the district. Thank you.
Thank you. Speakers against the motion? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. .5.7, proposed disposal of lot 160 Forest Street, Wout Brook. Consider the officer recommendation as presented on the agenda as read. Do I have a mover for the motion, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor King?
Yes, Madam President. This block has been bandied around since I've been on council. There's been offers coming and going, and it's taken up quite a bit of council time, and it's good to see that even though there's not a lot of initial revenue for the council, over time it'll be a good outcome and we'll see more accommodation in the town.
Thank you. Councillor Ingalls, would you like to speak to the motion? Any speakers against? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 10.6, planning. 10.6.1, development application, warehouse storage, lot 13129, Bridgetown, Boyart Brook Road, Boyart Brook. We have a declaration, financial declaration of interest. Councillor Ingalls will leave the chambers.
Through the chair, we also have three impartiality interest declarations as well, one from Councillor O'Connell, Councillor King and Councillor Hack. And Councillor Matthews.
Thank you. Okay, consider the motion read by the members as presented on the agenda. Do I have a mover for the motion, please? Councillor Moore, seconded. Councillor King, would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Moore? No. Councillor King?
No.
Okay, speakers against? Any speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Good night. That motion was carried. Thank you. Item 11, minutes of committees, 11.1, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting minutes 29th of January. The officer recommendation is that Council receive the unconfirmed minutes of this meeting. Do I have a mover for these, please? Councillor King, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Councillor Matthews. Thank you. Carried. 11.2, Local Emergency Management Committee meeting minutes 4th of February 2026. The officer recommendation is that Council receive the unconfirmed minutes of this meeting. Do I have a mover for this, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor Moore. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. 11.3, Rylington Park Committee meeting minutes the 5th of February. Have the officer recommendation that Council receive the unconfirmed minutes of the Rylington Park Committee meeting. Do I have a move for that, please? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.4, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting minutes 26th of February. The officer recommendation is that Council receive these unconfirmed minutes. Do I have a move for that, please? Councillor King, seconding Councillor Ingalls. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. 11.5, Rylington Park Committee meeting minutes, 26th of March 2026. The officer recommendation is that Council receive these unconfirmed minutes. Do I have a move for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. We have no motions of which previous notice has been given. We have no late items or urgent business matters, no confidential items of business. So there be no further business. The meeting is closed at 6:49. Thank you for attending.